Welcome to Land's End.
Ben and Les Agustiner.
Cornish for Land's End is...
Ben and Les.
And that means...
End of the land.
And why is it totally different in Cornish from the English?
Well, really, it isn't. The Land's End and Ben and Les, End of the Land, they are the same. You've even got, if you go across the water to our sister country in Brittany, they have Finisterre, End of the Land.
And in Breton, it's Pen ar y Bedd. And in Wales, they've got the word gwlad.
And Penfro, I do believe.
So we found out in the podcast about Penzance, about pen meaning head. When you said pen for Pedn and Wles, there was a different sound to it. Why?
Yeah, this is something that happened in West Cornwall in the last couple of centuries of the language. We had this extra sound built in. It only happened when the syllable was stressed. So you'll get Penzance, but you'll get Pedn and Les.
Okay, so we also find it a lot stronger in some places, Pedn.
Yeah, it's the way it's spelt on maps. People wondered, how on earth do you spell this sound? And some spelt it P-E-D-N. Other map makers would say, or P-E-D-D-E-N. They weren't quite sure, but P-E-D-N works very well.
And if you go to Pedn and Les, you find it in big letters across the entrance to the visitor centre there.
Yes, you do. And isn't it nice to see? Because we're starting to get Cornish signs, bilingual signs all over the place. So it's really taking off.
Land's End.
Ben and Les.
This podcast has been brought to you by Visit Cornwall.